Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom rozszerzony. Usłysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. How may I be of help to you today?
Yes, this is Miss Makulski. May I speak to Mr. Peterson, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Peterson is out at the moment. Would you like me to take message?
Actually, this is rather urgent. We spoke yesterday about a delivery problem. I'd love to see this problem resolved as quickly as possible. I've spoken with your delivery department and they assured me that the earrings will be delivered by tomorrow morning.
Yes, the shipment was delayed from France. We weren't able to send it along until this morning.
2. Is it true everyone needs to drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Though water is the easiest and most economical fluid to keep you hydrated. Latest Institute of Medicine recommendation is that women should strive for about 2 liters or 8 glasses a day and men should aim for 3 liters or 12 glasses a day of any fluid, not just water. No one can figure out where this 8 glasses of water came from, but I believe it came from the all recommended daily allowance for water that matched water requirements to calorie requirements.
Notes the director of the Nutrition and Dietists program at the University of New Haven.
The new requirement from the Institute of Medicine is much more generous and includes recommendations for total beverage consumption, not just water.
3. As with every other form of physical exercise, it is imperative to utilize proper stretching techniques to keep your muscles in good shape. Stretches do vary based on the type of exercise that you're doing, which makes it wise to take a close look at the techniques that are used by the pros. For example, fitness and stretching routines of pro surfers incorporate dynamic stretching and place an emphasis on relaxing the upper body and thighs muscles. Doing these stretches on a regular basis makes it easier to surf without suffering from an injury.
4. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. How may I be of help to you today?
Yes, this is Miss Makulski. May I speak to Mr. Peterson, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Peterson is out at the moment. Would you like me to take message?
Actually, this is rather urgent. We spoke yesterday about a delivery problem. I'd love to see this problem resolved as quickly as possible. I've spoken with your delivery department and they assured me that the earrings will be delivered by tomorrow morning.
Yes, the shipment was delayed from France. We weren't able to send it along until this morning.
2. Is it true everyone needs to drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Though water is the easiest and most economical fluid to keep you hydrated, latest Institute of Medicine recommendation is that women should strive for about 2 liters or 8 glasses a day and men should aim for 3 liters or 12 glasses a day of any fluid, not just water. No one can figure out where this 8 glasses of water came from, but I believe it came from the all recommended daily allowance for water that matched water requirements to calorie requirements. Notes the director of the Nutrition and Dietists Program at the University of New Haven. The new requirement from the Institute of Medicine is much more generous and includes recommendations for total beverage consumption, not just water. 3. As with every other form of physical exercise, it is imperative to utilize proper stretching techniques to keep your muscles in good shape. Stretches do vary based on the type of exercise that you're doing, which makes it wise to take a close look at the techniques that are used by the pros. For example, fitness and stretching routines of pro surfers incorporate dynamic stretching and place an emphasis on relaxing the upper body and tights muscles. Doing these stretches on a regular basis makes it easier to surf without suffering from an injury.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. The pollutants that contaminate the quality of air are known as air pollutants, such as smoke from forest fires, cigarettes, factories, dust, etc. Majority of air pollution occurs due to the use of energy and production by factories. Additionally, there are fossil fuels that are being burned, which releases harmful gases and chemicals into the air. One of the main pollutants participating in the causes of air pollution is carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that is making Earth warmer, adding to global warming and causing a major change in the climate. And even though living beings emit that gas while breathing, CO2 is also a gas if released in excess, considered to be life-threatening. 2. Residents became aware of a black substance falling from the sky last November. Authorities said an investigation was going to be carried out, but not much happened until late January and early February when this pollution became unbearable. A lot of residents believed local refineries were the likely cause and took to the social media to ask the state government to act. Finally, a committee was set up and a report released showing the suit is petroleum-based, but the government said they couldn't determine which activities were the cause. 3. Air pollution costs lives and billions of pounds. It is one of the biggest killers, causing up to 36,000 early deaths in the UK every year. That's more than obesity or alcohol. Dirty air leads to worsening asthma symptoms, heart disease, and even lung cancer. Air pollution has ever been associated with changes in the brain linked to dementia and can lead to children growing up with smaller lungs. The wider effects of air pollution include the burden on our health services and business. The cost of illness and days lost from work are estimated to add up to 20 billion a year. The benefits of cleaner air would be shared by everybody. Reduced traffic congestion, more livable cities and towns, and fewer days off sick. Cleaning up our air will also help in the fight against climate change, the biggest environmental problem we face. 4. Research has shown that exposure to air pollution, be it brief or over the long term, can have negative impacts on the lungs and hearts, and potentially the brain as well. It is estimated that outdoor air pollution causes 3 million excess deaths worldwide each year. In response, a number of cities have introduced policies aimed at reducing urban air pollution, including congestion charging in London, bike sharing in Paris, and an environmental police force in Beijing. A growing number of pedestrians and bicyclists are choosing to wear masks or other devices that claim to reduce the risk. Masks that are appropriate for outdoors use lie somewhere between these two extremes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. The pollutants that contaminate the quality of air are known as air pollutants, such as smoke from forest fires, cigarettes, factories, dust, etc. Majority of air pollution occurs due to the use of energy and production by factories. Additionally, there are fossil fuels that are being burned, which releases harmful gases and chemicals into the air. One of the main pollutants participating in the causes of air pollution is carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that is making Earth warmer, adding to global warming and causing a major change in the climate. And even though living beings emit that gas while breathing, CO2 is also a gas if released in excess, considered to be life-threatening. 2. Residents became aware of a black substance falling from the sky last November. Authorities said an investigation was going to be carried out, but not much happened until late January and early February when this pollution became unbearable. A lot of residents believed local refineries were the likely cause and took to the social media to ask the state government to act. Finally, a committee was set up and a report released showing the suit is petroleum-based, but the government said they couldn't determine which activities were the cause. 3. Air pollution costs lives and billions of pounds. It is one of the biggest killers, causing up to 36,000 early deaths in the UK every year. That's more than obesity or alcohol. Dirty air leads to worsening asthma symptoms, heart disease, and even lung cancer. Air pollution has ever been associated with changes in the brain linked to dementia and can lead to children growing up with smaller lungs. The wider effects of air pollution include the burden on our health services and business. The cost of illness and days lost from work are estimated to add up to 20 billion a year. The benefits of cleaner air would be shared by everybody. Reduced traffic congestion, more livable cities and towns, and fewer days off sick. Cleaning up our air will also help in the fight against climate change, the biggest environmental problem we face. 4. Research has shown that exposure to air pollution, be it brief or over the long term, can have negative impacts on the lungs and hearts, and potentially the brain as well. It is estimated that outdoor air pollution causes 3 million excess deaths worldwide each year. In response, a number of cities have introduced policies aimed at reducing urban air pollution, including congestion charging in London, bike sharing in Paris, and an environmental police force in Beijing. A growing number of pedestrians and bicyclists are choosing to wear masks or other devices that claim to reduce the risk. Masks that are appropriate for outdoors use lie somewhere between these two extremes.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today, we are talking to a human resource specialist to find out how to show your personality on a job interview. So, how important is personality? Employers want to know that you are qualified for a position, but they also want to know how well you'll fit in with the company culture. The only way to assess this is to get a sense of your personality. Thus, The more personable you are and the more you connect with the interviewer, the better your chances of being selected for this job. The last survey stated that 79% of chief financial officers interviewed said an employee's sense of humor is important for fitting into company culture. That said, there's a fine line between being engaging, amusing, and overdoing it. So, what's the best way to showcase your personality during an interview? Basically, relax and be yourself. But if that sounds scary, go ahead and read the following tips for letting your personality shine during a job interview. Come prepared and relax. By coming into the interview feeling calm and collected, you will be able to focus on letting your personality rather than your nerves come through. Practice answering common interview questions beforehand to boost your confidence. Find a friend or colleague who's willing to act as the interviewer and read the questions to you so that you can practice answering out loud. Also, consider employing some relaxation techniques right before the interview. Coming to the interview relaxed and prepared will help you to feel at ease and to focus on putting your best foot forward. Does a body language matter? Be aware of your body language. Greet each person you meet with a friendly handshake and warm smile. After the initial greeting, you want to continue to appear confident. Posture is important, so don't slouch. Stand or sit up straight and try to avoid any nervous habits, tapping your foot, biting your nails, etc. That could make you appear nervous and unprepared. It's also a good idea to avoid crossing your arms, as this makes you look unapproachable. Staying calm and still with good posture is a great way to demonstrate your confidence and approachability. First impressions are extremely important, so demonstrate confidence right away. Is there anything we should avoid? Avoid negativity. When answering questions, don't dwell on your negative experiences. For example, if the interviewer asked why you left your most recent position, don't dwell on what you disliked about your previous job or blurt out how much you hated your boss. Instead, talk about the positive experiences you had and discuss how you can help this company. Stay focused on what excites you about the job at hand. Keep in mind that interviewers want to see the real you and how you react under pressure. By remaining honest but polite, and by appearing composed during the meeting, you'll highlight your strengths and ability to work well as part of a team, even in trying situations. Well, thanks a lot. Your tips are very helpful.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today, we are talking to a human resource specialist to find out how to show your personality on a job interview. So, how important is personality? Employers want to know that you are qualified for a position, but they also want to know how well you'll fit in with the company culture. The only way to assess this is to get a sense of your personality. Thus, the more personable you are and the more you connect with the interviewer, the better your chances of being selected for this job. The last survey stated that 79% of chief financial officers interviewed said an employee's sense of humor is important for fitting into company culture. That said, there's a fine line between being engaging, amusing, and overdoing it. So, what's the best way to showcase your personality during an interview? Basically, relax and be yourself. But if that sounds scary, go ahead and read the following tips for letting your personality shine during a job interview. Come prepared and relax. By coming into the interview feeling calm and collected, you will be able to focus on letting your personality rather than your nerves come through. Practice answering common interview questions beforehand to boost your confidence. Find a friend or colleague who's willing to act as the interviewer and read the questions to you so that you can practice answering out loud. Also, consider employing some relaxation techniques right before the interview. Coming to the interview relaxed and prepared will help you to feel at ease and to focus on putting your best foot forward. Does a body language matter? Be aware of your body language. Greet each person you meet with a friendly handshake and warm smile. After the initial greeting, you want to continue to appear confident. Posture is important, so don't slouch. Stand or sit up straight and try to avoid any nervous habits. Tapping your foot, biting your nails, etc. That could make you appear nervous and unprepared. It's also a good idea to avoid crossing your arms, as this makes you look unapproachable. Staying calm and still with good posture is a great way to demonstrate your confidence and approachability. First impressions are extremely important, so demonstrate confidence right away. Is there anything we should avoid? Avoid negativity. When answering questions, don't dwell on your negative experiences. For example, if the interviewer asked why you left your most recent position, don't dwell on what you disliked about your previous job or blurt out how much you hated your boss. Instead, talk about the positive experiences you had and discuss how you can help this company. Stay focused on what excites you about the job at hand. Keep in mind that interviewers want to see the real you and how you react under pressure. By remaining honest but polite, and by appearing composed during the meeting, you'll highlight your strengths and ability to work well as part of a team, even in trying situations. Well, thanks a lot. Your tips are very helpful.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.